we're holding now. We're holding now the Saif, the end of the tail end of Sfira Sa'imer. We know one of the things that we work on in Sfira Sa'imer is to be Masakan Ashley Nagu Kavad Zelazah. Also, a couple of days past Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the pasuk says, "Vayichan Sham Yisrael keishachad b'leiv echad." Which means we're able to get the Torah because of Achdus. How did we accomplish the Achdus? You see here, there's so many different types of people. And then also, there's 12 Shvatim. How did they pull it off that they should be Ke'ishachad B'leiv Echad? So the Svarim say, Vayichan Meloshen Chayn. That people work that they should be Noisa Chayn Be'enech Averoi. That's how they're able to make Ke'ishachad B'leiv Echad that these are Achdus. Our shul, I think we could say we're in check about Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ke'ishach HaBalev Echad. This shul, as the logo goes, bringing everyone together. We have all types of people, all walks of life. And this is all thanks and accomplished and continues to be accomplished by our Morad Asra, our Rav, Rabbi Lankri Shlita, which everybody knows when you walk through the door, you feel that chen, that love, that geschmack, and that draws people into the shul and draws people together. There isn't a more appropriate time than to hear divrei chizik, divrei bracha, divrei esayris from our Rav, the Morad Asra Shlita, Rabbi Lankri.
Thank you very much. I'll take it in writing. The subject matter today is Torah Lishmo. It's a very fascinating subject matter because as we get close to the Matan Torah, we want to accomplish the best that we can. But the discussion is going to be... Oh, I thought I only brought... Oh, yeah, okay, makes sense. Okay. It's going to be analyzing the concept of Torah Lishma. And I'd like to start off first in the Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah, it's a Brayso in Perek Vav of Avos. The difference between a Brayso and a Mishnah is they lived in the same time, but they just, the Braysos didn't make it into the Mishnahs. You know, like for all those that wanted to learn in Brisk and just didn't make it, right? So, just to make it, they were very big gedolim, they didn't make it into... Doesn't mean they didn't have what to say. They have what to say. So Loshen Brayso is Abra. Abra is the back room. In Lakewood, when we learned in the back room, right, it was called the coffee room. So this is the sichus of Chazal that took place in the coffee room. Shonu Chachamim beLoshen HaMishneh. Boch Shebocha Bahemu B'Mishnosam. Rabbi Meir Omer. Here's the introduction to the concept of Torah Lishma. And here's the complication. Naturally, we translate the concept of Torah Lishma is that we're not seeking any personal benefit. So the opening statement of the Mishnah that teaches us the concept of Torah Lishma is... Bring it on. So instantaneously, there's a conflict. We're going to get many great stuff. Dvarim harbe, not just... On the contrary, we should be searching out for Torah Lishma. Because we're going to cash in. So I'd like to take a little diversion through the Torah. And then through the Mishnaisim, and then through Gemaris, just to analyze this concept of Torah Lishma. It says in the Veschana, Kaber Savicha Vesimecha Kashet Tzvicha Hashem Lokecha, and here it is, Leman Yarichun Yemecha Leman Yitavlach. You see clearly in the Torah that Kim Mitzvahs, and doing the Torah's will, is Leman Yitavlach. Why not Lishma? Let's take another location. Okay. say this in Kriya Shema, V'hayayim Shema, Tishmur, Mitzvotai, Hashem Ochi, Mitzvah Etchem Hayom, right? V'natati Mataratzichem Be'itoi, V'natati Esvusadecho, right? We're going to get all types of benefits. So, as we act upon the Torah, we're benefiting. The Torah is telling us, do mitzvahs so that you'll be facilitated with good. What happened to Torah Lishma? Take it a step further. You say, maybe this is mitzvahs. How about learning? Rashi says, Lahavas Hashem Elokecha, Sheloi Toima, Hareini Loimed Bishvil Sheye Osher. Don't say, I'm learning, specifically learning, Torah Lishma, Bishvil Sheye Osher. I once remember when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, so this one of the guys in the koilel drove, came to Eretz Yisrael, and you have an American car, it's like, whoa! So an Israeli guy drove up to koilel one day with an American car, and even in American standards, it's like a choshev, a Chevy. And in Eretz Yisrael, it was like, woo! So I went over to him in the window, and I leaned over, I said, wow, you must have been in Kailu for 400 years, you know, every month, you save $3, you know. You must have been in Kailu forever to buy such a car. I don't know anyone that becomes an usher from this. But the Rashi is telling us, Bishvil sheyeh teyeh usher, u'bishvil sheyeh karav. I want a title. Bishul Shei Kabel Schar, I want reward. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mishalem Schar. Ela kol ma shetasu asu me'ahavo. This is Taichin Der Pasuk. We say in Krishma, La'ava et Hashem Elokecha. Everything you should do out of love. Love, 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 love. Right? Now, I didn't finish the Rashis, but so far everything makes sense. You shouldn't have any interest, any benefit. You shouldn't get rich. There shouldn't be any zich involved. Now, there's the problem. The next three words in Rashi is what takes this all sideways. And I highlighted in this Chumash, because I know that Lazer doesn't mind if we, you know, use up the Sfarim. Listen to the next three words. V'soif ha'kovoid lavoi. Can you imagine? It's just telling you, and at the end you're going to get all the honor. It just, one second, you're telling me Torah Lishma, Ashir, right? Three items, Ashir, Ikra Rav. I don't know if it's Kedai to do it to be called a rabbi. That's not, I'd rather be a Hatzalah member, maybe, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh wow, it saved my life. But just to be a rabbi, right? Bishvil shekabel schar, okay. Kol ma shetasu ma'ahava, do that in love. Hashem, I love you. All right, I have a bumper sticker. Right, the soif hakavod lavoi. Just takes it all sideways. How what could this possibly mean? And don't worry, you're gonna get the kavod. So here's let's turn some Mishnayos in. Okay. We have a Mishnah in the beginning of Avos. So the Mishnah we quoted prior is in Perek Vav. This Mishnah is in Perek Aleph. Antignoish is Sukkoi. Kibel Mishimen Atzadek. Can you get a bigger statement of Torah Lishma? Right? Fascinating thing happens. The Rambam, so it's kedai to see it, Maimonides on the Pirush of this Mishnah. He says, because of this Mishnah, two of his main Talmidim went off the Derech, Odidi, off the Derech. Right? Baitus, and Tzadok, and therefore they created the Baitusim and the Tzedukim.
What? We're going to do all this and not get Sechar? The Torah says, Leman Yitavloch, Vayim Shemoya. How can you come and tell me, Shlo Lekabel Sechar?
And they went on and they created their own religion. I don't know if they were fighting between each other. I don't know. They became more frum. If you look into the Oymek of the Tzedukim, they wanted to become even more frum. Meaning to say, the Tzedukim, they said, right? So they sat in the dark. Right? So is that less frum or that's more frum? Chazal came and said, no, have chalent, have lights on. Right? So, but the Torah says mafurish. So the tzedukim was a pull to the right. What does it mean, a pull to the right? They wanted to be more frum. They said, mehecha teise, Chazal has the right to be mafarish. We understand. Whenever there's no pshat, then the Chazal can come and make a pirush. But when the Torah tells you specifically what to do, mecha teisa, you can come and chalik on the Torah and say your own drashas. So it's not like, we grew up in yeshiva, tzedukim, machshimom, tzioinim, they wanted to be more frum. I try not to be more frum for this reason. It's just a personal preference. I found a makar to it, yeah. But nevertheless, it's because of this statement, Shloman asked the Kabbal Pras, the guys went off. Here's another Mishnah, in Perik Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbi Yomer, Ezi Derech Yishara Sheyibro Lo Lohodom. A person needs to pick a derech in life. So, what's a good derech? Yeah, kol shi tiferes le'oseh v'tiferes le'minodom. It has to be good for you and good for God. It's like any type of business. It's good for me and it's good for you. We made a deal. If it's good for me and not good for you, it's not happening. Derech Yishoro. What happened to Torah Lishma? It should be miserable for me. I hate it. I'm doing it for you. It's not in the equation. Here, the Gemara I'm going to quote, everyone is familiar with, but maybe never looked at it in this light. Eyeballs on. Dorosh Rab Simloi, Mibbei ma nitave Moshe Rabbeinu likones l'Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into the Eretz Yisrael? B'chile echo mepiri utzarich. I know, eating man for 40 years, I know it's Lechem Abirim, right? Had the tam of everything. Remember, it's Chonu Levrocha of Abba Gorelick said Pshat in Man. I think it's Emes, right? He said it had the tam of everything, right? So, was Felton? What are you missing out if it can taste like anything? So he says Gefelt the crunch. For those that understand, if you had potato chips and they were soggy, right? So does it taste like potato chips? Yeah. But what are you missing? You're missing the crunch. Yeah. So just you should have him. What did he want? Nechom Eperia. Isboa Mituva. No, I want to do the mitzvahs. And there are mitzvahs that tell you in Eretz Yisrael. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael to do the mitzvahs. Trumas, maestras, v'chulei. So Kodesh Baruch says, okay, ma'al li anecho k'schar ki'ilo asita. I'm just going to show you that. Ching, okay, you want it, you got it. Right? What happened to Torah Lishma? What happened? I want to do it for the sake of just doing it. According to... Oh, no, not for me. I just want to do it. Yeah. That's a Gemara in Saita, Dalet. You have a Gemara in Baba Basra.
Tanya, Omer Sela Azul, it's a doctor, Bishwil Shiachia Beni, Bishwil Eskel Oilam Abba.
Classical cases, right? I raise it Tzadik Gamo. It's not bad. We should do this every day. Nutakana in the sack of a regime. Take a penny and say, Shiachia Lachai Oilam Abba. Tzadik Gamo. It can't go bad. What's the downside? It's a Gemara. The downside is it's not lishma. You want to take benefit out of it. It's about you. I think the most simplistic kasha on this Mishnah, Shanu Chachomim Beloshina Mishnah, alright? The most simplistic kasha. Torah Lishma, Shaloy Amanasli. Look, listen to the language. Shaloti Ekavodim Amisham Shimon Zarab Amanasli Kabel Pras. I don't know. Well, I always understood an Eved is not Mekabel Pras, regardless. You're my Eved. You're my Eved, right? Go do what you gotta do. Don't be like the Eved that is Mishamish Zarab. You're not getting a Pras, dude. I bought you. You're my Kinyan Kesef. Right? I say jump, you say how high? You think you're gonna get something? What are you retarded? I'm Jewish. I'm paying nobody nothing. You're not getting a price. You're gonna get what you're gonna. I'll give you a star on the chart, you know. And if you don't move fast enough, I'm gonna whack you. That's what Avdus. So like, what's the Havamina? The Avodi Mamisham Shem Sarav Amenas Lekabel Pras. There's no Amenas Lekabel Pras. You're never. It's a fascinating thing. Anyway, there's so what is this Torah Lishma thing? It's a Hava, Sifa Kavod Levod. But what is it? How do we actualize it? And if the kavod doesn't come, it's so therefore it's a gilui milsa l'mafreya that you didn't do it in Mahava. I remember hearing from Shem Gadol b'Yisrael. He says, I don't see people learning lishma. That means to say, even shaloi lishma, they don't know how to do today. You're better off Kidei Sheikra Rebbe. Rebbe. Rebbes make more money than rabbis. So become a Rebbe. I want to be a Rebbe. Right? Boston, right? Rebbes are more choshev. It's more geld. There's some really, really rich Rebbes out there. Rav. So it has to be that this concept of Torah Lishma has to be. We have to have some Bhakti. It has to be that it's definitely an expression of Ahava. It has to be love. You do something unconditionally because you love Hashem. It's a form of a relationship. There are things you do in the yom yom of our lives that contradict, or lamashal. I know there's newlyweds here, so it won't get crazy. But people buy flowers for their wives erev Shabbos. All right, after three times, it turns into a minig. The fourth time is with my flowers, right? You wanted to make it a treat. Well, I didn't, and now you got to work out backwards and excuses. So I made a minig. I don't buy flowers to cover Shabbos. Once in a while, I buy me flowers on a Tuesday.
What?
It has a better effect. Random Tuesday, you buy flowers. Unexpected. What's this? There has to be an expression of Lishma that you're doing it totally L'shem Hashem. There's a Maisa with the Besh, there's a Maisa with the Gra, that the Esra came in, I'll give it to you on Almanas, that I get the Schar. Right? Guy made a deal with the Gra, the Gra says, Adraba. I always wanted to do a mitzvah, shlo manas lekabel pras. Now that I'm doing the mitzvah, you're getting the schar, we're good. Someone has to get the reward because the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lehetiv. If nobody gets the reward, then it's not Ratzon Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu got the reward without doing the action because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarf. If you really want something and you can't get it done, so that's a hanhaga of chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it an absolute lishma? Maybe it is in machshava. I recently saw in a sefer. Anybody single here? You're old enough. It's fine. So in a sefer, a mice of lishma. And here's a lady. She's married to this guy. This guy's a shikha. His mamash put him in the voch in a ganze yor. This guy is a stoner. And she's a isha tzadekas, isha kshera. And he would go to a tavern, to the kretchme, and he'd drink his drinks. And he would come home, and he would drool, and he was like really nobody really wanted to. But you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is my zivuk, this is my life. I'm going to make the best out of it. But she had a challenge. The challenge was that she was chosa yeladim. She didn't have kids. So maybe you'd say it's not a bad thing, married to a guy that's a total drunk. Nevertheless, she wanted. This is our husband. So one day, it's getting late. He usually comes home they bring him in a wheelbarrow. Around 9:30, gets out of work at 5:30. Gets there, gets tzafrasket, and the chevra bring him home. All right, they drop him off at the front door, and then she has to come and schlep him in, right? Throw him into the bathtub, ice water. Clean off the vomit, etc. It's like a pe'er of a yid. Mamish. None of you know what I'm talking about, Baruch Hashem. But one day he didn't come home. Now she's worried. Maybe I'll be aguna. Not so bad. Maybe something happened to him. It's my husband. So she goes to the tavern. And by the tavern, she sees what's like, she never really went in, but she sees that the place is, it's not a good place to be. There's women that are there that are not tzinua, the porutz, yitzir alaymet. And he's shik and ganzen. And when she shows up, he gets all excited. And he's toivea her, berabim, to be mizavig. What are you talking about? This world? It's in public. Ah, he's drunk. He's toivea her. she's embarrassed. And he's being with Akesh. She's maybe on the side, we go out somewhere. She's schlepping him home. And he's Toivea, Toivea. Tu compris? Yeah. And she makes a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Master of the World, I'm going to do something that I mamash don't want to do. But I'm going to do it because I'm worried that my husband, if I don't do this ratzon, he's going to be nichshol because he's not in a proper state of mind. And I'm vakish from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just because I'm doing Shiloh Lertzoni Elo Lertzoni, and I'm doing this like much Lishmo, that he shouldn't be Nichshal in an Avera, I'm vakish from you that you should give me a Ben Talmud Chacham. That you should be Mitzgaber on your Ratzim, and you should give me what I want. She did the Maisa and she got pregnant and she had a child, and this child was the Pella of the neighborhood. He was Talmud Chacham Mufla. He had complications obviously when he had to get a Shidduch because his father was a Shikha, right? But he had to deal with it, you know, not everything comes right. So let me meet your father. You know, imagine the resume. Oh, wow. Mordechai Bucha. Where's he from? Well, it's a long story. Do you want to hear the whole story? No. Siyata Deshmaya. The concept of Zoicha L'dvarim Harbe, maybe it's been depicted in this, it's not a schar, it's not a reward, but it's a byproduct of when you really want to do something, Leman Hashem, you want to do something, Mamish Lishma, Hashem, I'm doing this because it's your Ratzon. It's your Ratzon. It's a byproduct. There's no way that a person could come and see a person on such a Bal Madrega that he is Ovid Lishma, and he's not going to get respect. So if a covered lover, it's not because it's okay, I'll do this and then I'll get that. The person that's Ovid Lishma, the Sefer covered lover, is a natural byproduct. Vahim Shemoi Tishmu Venatati, the Rambam brings, the Achrenim also bring, is it's not a reward for etzem mitzvah. It's a byproduct. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to continue doing your good, so he has to facilitate it. So he's going to give you the shefa that you need, that you deserve. Sela ze letzedoka kedei shechia b'ni. It's a byproduct. It's not a deal maker. It's not how you present the deal. It's the intention. Shnoi al manas lekabel pras. We're an eved. We're not a regular eved. We're eved lamakom. We're soldiers in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. And he wants to be meitiv, because that was the whole tachlis of the Bria, that there should be atovo. But what's our attitude towards getting involved, engaging in Divrei Kedusha? It's not for me. I want that relationship. I want to connect with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, solely for the sake of connecting. Right? The guy, no, I'm not marrying you for the money. How much does your father make? Right? No. It's Lishmo. I think we're running out of time. We should all be Zeicha L'dvarim Harbe. We should all be Zeicha to a Torah Lishmo. if we don't have an absolute clarity on it, it's like everything else in life, it's an avodah. And over time, we get more and more of a clarity on what Torah Lishma is. Thank you for the opportunity. A good job.
Good job.